You're listening to Inspiration Sounds. I'm Budsamudra Knox on the mic with Carl Harris pushing all the buttons for episode 24. Each Sunday we feature the stories and parables of New York-based author Sri Chinmoy, who is, incidentally, also an artist, a musician, and an athlete all rolled into one, providing us with a shining example of the unlimited potential of the human spirit. For this week's episode, I have chosen three stories from Sri Chinmoy's book, The Garden of the Soul. Now, this book contains over 60 stories and tales on a vast number of different topics and themes to illustrate the many colours of the human condition. Some are funny, some are serious, but what they all share, what is present in all of them, is that elusive spark of life that can help us to capture the imagination, and to give us a chance to dwell on our own circumstances. Well, we are very happy here at Inspiration Sounds that you have taken the time to join us today, that you have in fact taken the time to tune in to more stories from the heart of the world. Bama Eats the Temple Food, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. Bama Kashyapa, a very poor young boy, used to frequent a temple that was owned by a queen and dedicated to the goddess Tara. One day, he went into the temple and ate all the sanctified food that had been offered to the goddess. When the head priest and the guards saw what Bama had done, they struck him mercilessly. That night, the queen had a frightening dream. She saw the goddess Tara weeping in front of her. Although she was delighted to see the goddess, she was sad to see her weeping. Then goddess Tara showed the queen her back, which was bleeding. "My dearest son Bama ate the food that was left for me in the temple. Your priest and your guard have beaten him mercilessly. If a son can't eat his mother's food, who can?" The queen did not know who Bama was, but the next morning she asked the priest and the guard to bring him to her. They looked for him, but he was nowhere to be found. It took them 3 days to find Bama. He was still suffering from the pain of the beating, so they were very kind, affectionate, and apologetic to him. When they brought him to the queen, she looked at him and felt miserable. The queen said to Bama, "From now on, this temple is yours. Before we place food in it, we'll feed you first. This is what the goddess Tara wants from me. I'll feed you before I offer her food in the temple." Bama was delighted. From that day on, his poverty was a thing of the past. The Wonderful Singer, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. There was a singer who put everybody to sleep when he sang. As soon as he began to sing, his audience would fall asleep. They would wake up hours later when the power of his singing had worn off. Some said that he was such an excellent singer that he put everyone's soul to sleep. Others said that he was such a horrible singer that people slept rather than listen to him. So there were two schools of thought about the singer. One deeply appreciated his musical talent. The other did not appreciate him at all, but they all went to hear him sing. One day, two burglars came to the singer and said, "You are such a great singer. We want to hire you. If we give you a lot of money, will you sing at a particular place?" The singer said, "Of course, as long as you pay me, I'll sing. I don't trust you, But if you give me the money beforehand, then I'll go wherever you want me to. The two burglars gave the singer the promised sum of money and asked him to follow them. They brought him in front of a small bank and asked him to sing there. It was early evening, and there was only one guard watching the bank. As soon as the singer started singing, the guard fell asleep. Then the two burglars entered the bank and began collecting all the money. After a while, the singer stopped singing because the guard was fast asleep. He thought, "Well, there is nobody to listen. This man doesn't like my music." For a long time, the singer waited for the burglars to come out of the bank. Finally, he went inside and told them, "You've already given me my money. I'm leaving." The burglars, greedily stuffing their pockets, said, "Go ahead." And they thanked him profusely. As the singer was about to leave, all of a sudden, he got the inspiration to start singing. Immediately, both of the burglars fell asleep. In the meantime, the guard who was outside woke up, since he was not in earshot of the singing. When the guard saw the singer coming out of the bank, he said,
"What were you doing inside the bank? What's going on in there?"
The singer replied, "I don't know." And he ran away. When the guard went inside, he found the two burglars sleeping, and he caught them. The Brass Pot, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. There was a village diver to whom everybody turned whenever something valuable fell into the pond. He was the one who would find the object for them, and the villagers paid him for his work. This is how he earned his living. One day, the wife of the village head saw the diver carrying a very beautiful brass pot. Someone had given him this pot as payment for his finding something in the pond. As soon as she saw it, the wife of the village leader became very excited and said,
"Will you lend me that beautiful pot? I'm having guests tonight for a special dinner, and I want them to think that I have an expensive pot. I'll only keep it for 2 or 3 days, and then I'll return it to you."
Because her husband was so powerful, the diver had to give it to her if he wanted to stay out of trouble. 2 or 3 days passed, and the woman had not returned the pot. The diver was afraid and embarrassed to ask her for it. He said,
"Something has to be done. But who can do it? I'm helpless."
Finally, the woman sent a vessel back to the diver. It was not a brass pot, but an earthen pot with a note inside. The note said,
"One of my servants washed the pot, and as soon as water touched it, it became earthen. I'm sorry that I'm unable to return the pot the way I got it."
When the diver got the note, he was angry. He said,
"Oh God, she tricked me. But how can I fight with the wife of the head of the village?"
2 years passed. One day, the village head's wife was showing off her beautiful brass pot to her friends. She had just had another dinner, and she was bragging to her friends while washing the pot in the pond, when all of a sudden, the vessel dropped into the water. Now, it was necessary for someone to dive into the water and find the pot. The village head was very clever. He told his wife,
If we call the village diver and he finds it, he'll know we lied."
So they called in another diver to look for the brass vessel. The diver spent hours and hours, but he was not as expert as the village diver, and he could not find it. The wife was feeling cocky. She said to her husband, "By this time, I'm sure that the village diver has forgotten that I took his pot. Anyway, he won't be able to prove it's the same one. And if our guards are watching him when he dives, how can he take it back?" So the village head called the diver and said, "Will you help us? Look, we dropped a beautiful brass pot into the pond." The diver, who was certain it was the pot they had taken from him, said, "I can help. There's one small problem. I'm running a very high fever today. If you insist, I can do it today, but I am quite sick and would prefer to dive tomorrow." The village head replied, "Well, it has already been in the pond for a week. Well, we can wait another night." When the diver left, the wife of the village head began to tremble. She said, "What will happen if he tells people that we took this pot?" But after thinking for a moment, she continued, "We are rich and powerful. We can silence him if he argues with us." That night, the diver secretly dove into the pond and found the lost brass vessel. Then he replaced it with the earthen pot that the wife of the village head had given him 2 years before. The following day, the diver came to the village head and said, "Do you still want me to try to find the pot?" "Oh, yes," he answered. "I can't promise you that I'll be able to find it. In this world, no one is perfect. If it's God's will, then I will find it." "It is not God's will. It's my will that you find it, and that's enough."
"Certainly. You're my Lord, my Saviour, so there is no difference between your will and God's will."
The village head was so flattered. He and his wife and children all went to the pond to watch the diver look for the pot. In 10 or 15 minutes, the diver brought up the earthen pot. The wife cried,
"Can the pot be earthen? It was brass. How could this happen?"
"I am sorry. This is what I found. You can ask somebody else to look if you like. Anyway, 2 years ago, when you were washing a brass pot you had borrowed from me, it turned to earth. If one brass pot turned to earth just from being washed, it's reasonable to expect another to change after being in water for a week. If you think your brass vessel is still in the pond, then send someone else to find it."
The village head and his wife got the point. That night, the village head went to the diver's house and said,
"Oh, what can I do? My wife is so fond of that brass vessel. I know she lied to you about the pot for 2 years, and I had to stand up for her. Now, oh look, for God's sake, I want to keep my prestige. Take money from me, as much as you want, but just give me back the brass pot. I know it's yours, but let me buy it from you."
The village head bought the pot and took it home. The following day, he asked his friends and neighbours to come to his house to see the pot. He was such a rogue. He told them,
"I gave the diver a huge amount of money to go look in the pond once more. You people were not there, but he went there and found the one that we had lost."
The village head showed the pot to his wife and their friends, and they all agreed that it was the same brass pot.
"You see," said the village head,
Money talks.
The village head made everybody think that the diver was a rogue. But the village head was the real rogue.
Well, folks, that about wraps it up for another session on Inspiration Sounds. You were listening to episode 24, and I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to it. Now, next week, here on Inspiration Sounds, we have a revelation of the beyond, which is, in fact, the title of a book that Sri Chinmoy has written on the life of Lahiri Mahashoy, who was a spiritual master, a spiritual teacher, who lived in the 18th century in India. In fact, spent a lot of time in the Himalayas. So I hope you'll join me next week. It's promising to be a great episode, full of illuminating stories and insights from a great spiritual teacher. Join me then. I'm Budsamudra, but for now, it's bye-bye.